At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
And at long last, we are back with you on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. Gwynn and Chris, catching up with you here on the first day. Can it already be, guys, December? Been gone for the better part of a week. Hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving holiday. None of our sports teams did, so hopefully you personally had some fun with the family and got your fill of turkey and all the fixins. But guys, as we reconvene here for a 2-hour show today ahead of Monday Night Football, not quite sure where to start. We could go with how the Cinderella story of the San Diego FC ended with a thud.
Yeah.
We can go with the Aztec football team losing a heartbreak double overtime game, only themselves to blame with penalties, wiping out touchdowns and interceptions and everything, and then being overlooked by the computers. We can try
stupid
the San Diego State
computers.
Stupid computers, or we can try the San Diego State basketball team, which all of a sudden now gives up 90 points every game. I don't know what's happened there. Brian Dutcher and company have to figure that out. And the Padres were not immune over the weekend, because if you were not paying close attention, Dylan Cease is officially gone the way of north of the border. He is signed with the Toronto Blue Jays. So other than that, I don't know. Did anything good happen this weekend?
It was a what's the word? What's a good word to describe the week for San Diego sports?
It's a word that you'd want to use on our overtime segment rather than on the regular broadcast.
I'll just use disastrous.
Disastrous. There you go.
I named the graphic today. Sad weekend for San Diego.
It was, man. Couldn't find any happiness.
That only kind of reaffirms some of the thoughts here in San Diego that we are somehow cursed.
Know. Which
is the first thing I thought of as I watched the Aztecs get beat, and then SDFC, as you said, they didn't just get beat. It was 3-0.
It was over
the
before the game even started. I mean, if you were late, you missed it. And, you know, it looked all the same things that we normally say apply. It was a great season. It was incredible. It was uplifting. It brought the community together. People who didn't even know about soccer became soccer fans. It was everything times 10 that an expansion season could be. But we've said that before, Tony. We talked about the 98 Padres and the 84 Padres in the same glowing terms. And we talked about the 94 Chargers and the huge win in Pittsburgh and Dennis Gibson knocking the ball away. And, you know, so many of these games and teams that ultimately just kind of lay by the wayside as we still look for that elusive championship in a major sport. And You know, unfortunately, SDFC kind of just goes into that category when it's all said and done.
And I guess, that, you know, so goes the life of a city that is still searching for that first major championship. This is kind of what I guess it's going to continue to feel like until you finally climb that mountain.
I'm not going to know what to do. I'm really not going to know what to do.
And it really, at this point, I mean, obviously, for me personally, it will be the sweetest, obviously, if it's the Padres that do it. But at this point, if it's SDFC, whether it's San Diego State, whether it's the Padres, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself either, Chris.
I've been doing shows like this for too long, you know, where we come on after a great season and try to break it all down and make everybody feel better. But ultimately, I don't feel any better.
No.
And, you know, I saw a lot of people after the match interviewed on, you know, local television. And, you know, it was an incredible season. And I love these guys. And the fans did a great job at the end of the match. They gave a standing ovation, basically, to the team for the season they had. But it's still a bit of an empty feeling because Vancouver is going on to play, you know, Messi in Miami. It was set up for the big showdown, but it did not come to pass.
Hey, guess what?
Yes.
We don't have to worry about a scheduling situation at Snapdragon anymore.
No, we don't.
We don't have a final to worry about, plus a Mountain West championship.
I don't think, the funny thing is, talking about last week, I don't think this particular scenario ever crossed my mind.
No.
That neither team would have.
At least one of them.
Didn't cross my mind once.
Yeah.
Here
well,
we are.
The Aztec football team shot itself in the foot.
They did.
You know, look, New Mexico's, I think, is a solid, you know, pretty good team. I knew that was going to be a tough, road game.
You said so like 4 weeks ago.
Thought it was going to be a tough road game. They went in there. But when you get a wide open by 30 yards guy for a touchdown and that gets called back because you lined up illegally, you get a late pick that would set up a game-winning field goal and that gets wiped out. I thought by a pretty dubious pass interference call, but they called it. And then you get into overtime and you don't score, right, on your first possession. So all New Mexico needs is a field goal. And they drive to the 1 yard line. You're like, well, it's over. Goodbye. And they fumble. And now you get a new,
life. Yeah.
You get a new life. And yet, in the second overtime, the Aztecs had three consecutive false start penalties.
That's
unforgivable.
I don't have any hair, but I was pulling the little strands that pop up on the sides my George Jefferson look when it's not fully cut.
I was going to say you're Homer Simpson
at
the top.
Were you yelling for Wheezy?
I think the big one's coming. Yeah. I think I must have had the tweezers out, like just yanking my hair.
And for everybody who blamed me for the SDFC loss, for asking that question last week about the curse, I got a message saying it was my fault for asking the question.
I forgot that you did ask that.
It's not my fault. You know what happened with the Aztecs football team?
Very well might have.
You played bad, and that's why you lost, not the curse.
Well, they lost, and I know a lot of people are, you know, said when it was all, you know, figured out by the computers, and I said similar, that the Aztecs had their chance, and they blew it.
They did.
But the computers also failed to recognize the fact that Boise State lost to Fresno State at home 30-7. They also blew it.
Yeah.
It was a little earlier, but they blew it
too. Can I say this? I think the same people that you'll get to hear about us talking into overtime, it's the same type of people. Why are the computers settling this? Why?
I don't get it.
Why are the computers settling
just
this?
Do a vote. Get nine people together and vote.
Computers, really?
Yeah,
that's
I don't
how
get
we
the
decide
computer.
This.
I think there's a conspiracy here.
I don't know how the computers put UNLV ahead of any of the teams. UNLV was 0-2 against the teams they tied with.
I know
they
for
didn't
a fact
beat any of us.
I know for a fact a computer did not watch one game.
There's absolutely no way.
Sure?
I'm positive.
You know, the Aztecs beat Boise State. I know Boise State is hanging its hat on the fact they played Notre Dame. Great, you lost. I mean, it wasn't like you were, you know, you got beat pretty soundly. You lost to South Florida, was another good opponent, but still lost. Boise State's best non-conference win, Appalachian State. That's not even as good as the Aztecs' best non-conference win, which was Cal, a team that, you know, is going to go to a bowl game, finish 6-6. So the computers, we accepted it because we're resigned to our fate in San Diego.
Right.
But it was, to me, it was still tremendously unfair. I don't really know quite why the Aztecs didn't get it, but they didn't. And, you know, Sean Lewis, 9-3 after 3-9. Almost the same speech we can say for the soccer, right?
It is the same speech.
It's a great team, great guys, great effort, great heart. But ultimately,
came up short.
We're going to the Potato Bowl and probably going to play Toledo, which is just not even a game
that
matters.
That's some irony. Going to Boise State's home field while they're playing a Mountain West championship.
Yeah, that's not right. But anyway, so that didn't work. Dylan Cease leaves. I don't think this was a shocker, guys, but you see how much money he got after the season he had.
By the way, it was predicted 175. And, right? So he went way over.
So, you know, obviously people saw what he did in his two seasons where he nearly won the Cy Young, and they put that ahead of what he did for the Padres last year. Michael King, I think, can expect something similar, don't you think, Tony? I mean,
I don't know.
How can Michael King ask for the same thing, and can some team say, well, no, you're not as good as Dylan Cease?
They can say you don't have the track record.
And okay,
I think we overlook the value of taking the ball every fifth day. I think that has a lot to do with the blue. And listen, it's also about fit. This is a terrific signing for the Blue Jays coming off of a World Series. Just think, you're going to have the same team minus Bo Bichette, in which you got to that championship really without until he didn't even play in the World Series.
Yeah.
You're adding Dylan Cease right into that rotation. I think this is a terrific move for them. You know, Dylan got all of the coin that he could have expected. And I think Michael King is going to get somewhere in the ballpark. I don't know if he'll get as many years, especially coming off of the injured season,
yeah,
I guess
okay.
you'd say. And, you know, he hasn't been in the league as long as Dylan, so there's not the track record to pull from. But I do think he's going to get somewhere in that ballpark.
Do you think
per year, maybe not length of contract.
Do you think that part of his deal requires a good bed, Michael King?
Oh, stop it.
Well, unfortunately for Michael King, that happened in Atlanta. So he's going to have to go there one way or another.
Oh, do you think he's going to have like PTSD from the bed?
I bet you he would.
I know I'm joking. I'm getting more, not annoyed. It's not at Michael King, just the situation with Michael King, because it was presenting itself to be such a good move, and then he missed all of last year, basically.
But we have to keep in mind, and I hate to be the one that brings this up, but there is a possible sale happening.
Mm.
And whether we want to believe it or not, that may have an impact on how free agency rolls for the Padres. And so Dylan Cease, I think we all expected him to not be back next year. That kind of lines up. We'll see what happens with Mike King, because I think most of us expected that it would be one or the other. And so we'll see how this happens, how this unfolds moving forward. Obviously, AJ Preller still haven't heard anything on his extension.
No, I mean,
at this point,
is holding that up? The sale possibility. It has to be the answer.
There are just a lot of, no pun intended, baseballs in the air right now.
I like it.
Very good. All right, we are underway. We have a Gwynn and Chris overtime, which is just outlandish and far-reaching that we'll put up there for you in a couple of hours.
And I wasn't the one who swore in this one.
Yeah, Tony was the guy. We had to make him do it, but he did it.
And then he felt comfortable when he drove. So let's remember we're on the radio, guys.
But, we'll tell you about our overtime when we come back. The big story of the day, Lane Kiffin, which has something to do with our overtime, that we'll touch on that. Obviously, he's gone, and that's opened up a whole discussion about a lot of things. Remember to listen around 3:35. We're going to announce today's biggest fan, chance to qualify for the night in the Odyssey Suite at a future Padres game with all of the fan staff. Register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan in order to potentially have your name called. That's 3:35 today. Gwynn and Chris underway.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
218 on this lovely Monday afternoon. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, just kind of licking our wounds, if you will. Tough week / weekend for San Diego sports. SDSC took it on the chin. Their season comes to an end. San Diego State, that's too strong of a word I was going to. They didn't take care of business.
Yeah.
And their fate is sealed. They'll be going to a bowl game, which is certainly a step up from last year, but
yeah,
not what I think anybody envisioned as they
as
rolled
we got
into
close,
that game.
Yeah. Yeah. We were going to go to the L.A. Bowl and probably get a play, or Las Vegas, whatever, play somebody from the Big 12. To me, Aztecs, in terms of trying to, again, increase the cachet of the program, you want to beat a Big Four power team.
You want to at least be playing
or at least play one.
Right.
I mean, going to the Potato Bowl and getting Ohio or Toledo or Miami or Kent State, you know what I mean? Great. It's going to be nice. The kids will win the game. They'll get some prizes and, sent home happy, but it doesn't do a lot for you, I don't think. No. Anyway, it's too bad. Too bad. The computer sucks. That's it on that
computer
one.
Computer definitely sucks.
I thought we got rid of the computer when
the
BCS went away.
The BCS
went away.
Thing went away. Apparently, they kept a few of those computers.
Here's the quick conscrabacy. Mountain West mad at San Diego State for leaving the conference. Boise State has made Mountain West a lot of money, so they're going to be nice to them, put them in the championship game.
San Diego State's made the Mountain West more money than Boise State. I don't think Boise State's basketball team went to the final game. I think we brought in a little money there.
I was more talking football.
Yeah, I know you are, but I'm just saying.
I was more talking football.
But no, maybe. If it would have been New Mexico and UNLV, then you could have definitely had that conscrabacy, for sure.
Because both of them are staying. Everyone predicted that.
Right. Yeah, they're both staying, so that would have been fair.
And so we focused locally there that first segment. Obviously, the biggest story in sports is Lane Kiffin. And we're going to keep the majority of our conversation say for that overtime segment that you guys will get at 4 o'clock. But I want you to listen to what Paul Feinbaum, who I vehemently disagree with.
Me too, Tony.
There isn't one thing that we have ever been on the same page
first
about.
First comment on this video. For the first time ever, I agree with Paul Feinbaum.
I think there might be a lot of that
happening.
That
might be from me. That comment might have been from me.
But here's what Mr. Feinbaum had to say.
It's just so typical of Lane Kiffin to do something so utterly destructive. And that's what he did. It's hard to believe really almost anything he said there in that interview. If he wanted to coach these kids, as he put it, he could have. And the simple answer is he would have remained the Ole Miss football coach. Where he began the season, where he told these young men, we have a chance to win a championship, and they still do. And what does he do? What Lane Kiffin always does. He lights a match to the castle that he built, and he runs out of town in the middle of the night, although this was in broad daylight. It's utterly disgraceful, and there's no getting around it. And Lane Kiffin trying to blame others, trying to blame the adults in the room is just so comical. And I'm not terribly enthusiastic when I say all this, Shay, because I've said it so many times before. We talked about this when Al Davis fired him. We talked about this when he walked out on the University of Tennessee after 1 year in the middle of the night, recruiting the players on his roster as he head to the airport. Remember Alabama, Nick Saban gave him a chance. And that was after he got fired on the tarmac at Southern Cal. Nick Saban gave him a chance and he did it again by being unprepared for a national semifinal game. Saban fired him a week before the national championship game. He went to Florida Atlantic and finally a major school gave him a shot again, Ole Miss. He built a program. Last year he would have left for the University of Florida. 2 years ago, he would have gone to Alabama had they bothered to call him, which they didn't. And this year, he did the most predictable thing. He walks out on his team.
All right, I give me and Paul agreed on about 75% of that.
Not all of it. No. That's the most I've ever agreed with him in history.
By far. Yeah. Landslide agreed. And I agree that his action is destructive. I don't put that all on him. He's not the only one being destructive, if that's what we're calling this. There are a lot of coaches that are taking jobs, maybe not in 2025, some in 2025, while their team is still playing.
Yeah, Tulane right now is getting ready for a conference championship game, and if they win it, they could get chosen for the playoff. Their coach just left for Florida,
right.
Although they didn't let him leave. He's going to coach team in the playoff, which is another discussion.
Right.
There's one other coach who's leaving his team high and dry, and it remains to be seen whether they keep him on for the playoff, and that's James Madison.
Yeah.
Chesney, who was asked the question today,
yeah,
what is going on with UCLA? And he said, I'm only thinking about my game this weekend. Oh, really? 20 minutes later, boom, it was written that he was the new coach at UCLA.
He can shift his thinking real quick.
20 minutes. I mean, he just needed 20.
So Lane Kiffin's getting all of
he is going to be the face.
Right. But it's not the only not the only situation. And in our overtime, I think both Tony and I will tell you the real problem and whose fault this all really is.
And that's where I disagree with Paul. It's like he is completely leaving one scenario of this. A big part of it out.
Yeah.
But it is true that I think it's a sad case for, and it's only half sad now because 2 years ago NIL was introduced. And so it gives players the same opportunity to bounce as the coach. So that's why it's only half sad, because it used to be full sad.
Right.
Because
the players were stuck.
They were stuck there.
You would leave and they were stuck.
It's only half sad now because players don't have to stay. However, I wasn't in those recruiting rooms, but I would guess.
Pretty sure.
That he had at least insinuated that he would be there through their tenure.
Hey, make a run with me, man. I mean, these kids are the ones that put Lane Kiffin in the position he's in by winning all these games. And these are the same kids he is turning his back on. Whether you
agree
or disagree, that's what's happening. And it's really a bad situation that needs to be fixed is too strong of a word because they're never going to fix it, but at least altered somehow to try to prevent something like this from happening, because it's a really bad look for everyone involved.
I almost forgot we aren't on OT no more. We certainly are going to hear more about this. I mean, by the way, Lane Kiffin will have to take LSU into Ole Miss next year. Should be.
That's must-see TV.
I'm kind of scared, honestly.
I hope
based
they pelt
on how
them with
these,
eggs.
Based on how the Ole Miss folks looked at that airport strip where that Lane Kiffin was running to.
They didn't give him a nice send-off.
No, Marty Smith just pops out of the bushes with a microphone.
Oh, man. How about that plaid? Was that a vest that he had?
It was a jacket.
Plaid
he's
jacket.
Got some interesting he's got some
It might have been
things.
A bulletproof plaid vest if he was smart.
Did you guys see him get mixing up with the reporter that called him a hoe? Did you guys see that?
Lane Kiffin.
Yes.
Yes. I didn't see the mix-up, but I saw the comment.
Oh, my Lord. That was I've never heard it described that way before.
You're going to have to go look this one up online.
College football coach.
Yeah, that was interesting. That was interesting. Why do we keep giving guys like Lane Kiffin these amazing jobs?
That is something we did not talk about in the overtime, and I think it's an interesting question. He is having a good season, but he has won nothing. Yet he is so in demand. I would love to sit down in a class taught by Lane Kiffin how to make yourself seem great when you're not.
Chris, you probably can answer this better because I can't think of it. Is there anybody in any college sport like Lane Kiffin? Has there been a guy that hadn't won but was coveted?
They always want this
everywhere.
Guy. Yeah, none comes to mind, although I'm sure they're out there. And a lot of people are saying you can compare this a little to what Nick Saban did in jumping around.
Nick Saban won
but
a
Nick
national
Saban
champion
kept winning the national championship everywhere he went.
Yeah.
I get why everyone else wanted him. The Lane Kiffin thing, I don't get why everybody wants him so badly. That's the question Scraby just asked, and I agree with it.
And we talk about this on the overtime, so we won't get too much into it. And by the way, that's going to be posted at 4 p.m. YouTube. Just search Gwynn and Chris SD. But, like, the wake that he causes is so much...
When he leaves,
it's so much more...
I said it...
Destructive.
I said it in the OT. He is the worst leaver ever.
And wait until you... I'm just imploring... I'm tooting our own horn, but I'm imploring you to stay to the end of the overtime today, or if you don't have time, fast forward to the end, because there's a reveal at the end of the whole discussion about how stupid LSU truly is.
Oh, that's
that is going to blow you away.
Mind blowing.
That is going to blow
you away.
Where's
the governor?
In his Creole accent.
I mean, where is he? He's been the face of this whole LSU football thing, and now he's nowhere to be found.
It only goes to prove that
he did not.
He only said something because it might get him
some political
points. Yeah. All right, let's get to break. Before we go, all guests on the 97.3 The Fan, join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. We roll away to break. More Gwynn and Chris on the other side. Big Five.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Week 14 of the National Football League season wraps up tonight. Monday Night Football. Right here on 97.3 The Fan, rematch of a couple of Super Bowls from way back when. Giants and Patriots going head-to-head. And just like in those Super Bowls, the Patriots are heavy favorites tonight. Football talk on 97.3 The Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL. Get yourself started today. A couple of quick NFL notes before we head into the Big Five. Sauce Gardner turned out okay on the Achilles. Colts, big cornerback acquisition. Got hurt in the game yesterday. They're not thinking of IR for him. I was looking for a report on Justin Herbert, but there hasn't been one that I've seen. I know he says he's going to have surgery on his hand and keep playing.
He's supposed to have surgery this week, and he's supposed to possibly keep playing.
He says he's going to keep playing, but the doctors may have something to say about that. Obviously, the Chargers season could be hanging in the balance there. But anyway, we'll get into all of the NFL stuff from yesterday and Thanksgiving holiday in our good, bad, and ugly about an hour from right now. But right now, we turn it over to Mr. Scraby and the Big Five.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. I got to say, I had a little bit of trouble finding topics because I was Big Five rusty, you know, taking all that time off. So hopefully this one works out
for
you guys.
Big Five rusty.
Yeah,
yeah. Thanks, Gravy.
You know, Sunday nights, I usually like to have some of the document laid out, but last night I was just depressed that, you know, the work week was starting again. So.
I could feel that.
Yeah, I mean, I was still
what time,
in my...
What time did the depression hit you?
About halftime of the Sunday night football game. I was like, we're back to the grind. But I think we got some good topics in here. Let's start with this one.
Number five.
And it's simple. Dylan Cease signs with the Blue Jays. 7 years, $210 million. Now, I say the 7 years because there's been some thoughts out there that teams are afraid to invest long-term money in guys because of the upcoming MLB negotiation.
Possible
negotiation, collective bargaining agreement after this coming season. So, Chris, does Dylan Cease signing for 7 years mean teams may not be afraid of a lockout after the 2026 season?
Teams are never afraid of this stuff. I mean, they spend money willy-nilly. We know this. And the players know this. And that is why, no matter what threats the owner's side makes, in terms of trying to control salaries, in terms of trying to keep things, keep a lid on things, the owners can't help themselves. They just can't. So, because I don't think it makes fiscal sense to sign Dylan Cease for 7 years when you may have a stoppage here and not have any money coming in. What is it? 7 years? What is it? $210
million?
So
30 a year.
Come on. So
and they don't get paid when the lockout happens, right?
No, but the team doesn't make any money either. So I just Yes, this is not shocking at all, and I'm sure it will continue. Right up until the day that the owners go, oh no, what are we doing?
Tony, do you think Delancey signing for 7 years means teams may not be afraid of a lockout after all?
I think some teams will, some teams won't. I recall in the 2021 season with a possible lockout coming. Or was that 2020? Was it 2020? It 2020. Was... Right? Or was it 21? It was 21.
Let me go look.
I just recall, my point was, I recall the Padres taking advantage of some of the teams out there being a little afraid, and the market was not as strong. And so Padres took advantage. They got Blake Snell. They got Yu Darvish. Forget the free agents they signed that year. But I just think it's to each team. In Toronto's case, this makes perfect sense. They were literally one strike away from being World Series champions. And so I think you're willing to take the risk in trying to win in 26 with a guy like Dylan Cease. I don't know that every team is going to do it. Matter of fact, I know every team won't approach it the same way. But I think there will be, to answer your question, there will be teams that are afraid, or I should say, hesitant with the possible lockout or strike ahead of them. And there will be some teams that look at it like, this is our chance to take advantage, because there will be teams that will be scared.
Maybe the Yankees won't spend, they won't, so spend, we're going to try to get in there. Okay, I get it, but it's just stupid, right? I mean, because all of us learn that we need to save a little money for a rainy day. And there is a really big potential of a storm hitting baseball. And the owners are acting, you know, like, you know, it's business as usual. Well, or at least the Blue Jays are.
Or that could at least tell you that maybe they're not as broke as they say they are.
Oh, we know that already. No, Tony, come on.
Don't make sense.
Really, Tony?
Don't
After
make
all
sense.
Of this time, you're letting on that secret that the owners actually have more money than we think they did?
They very well might.
Yeah. I don't know if you should be saying that in public. I don't know. All right.
Number four.
Frustration appears to be boiling over in Minnesota. With the Vikings.
Yeah.
Viking star receiver Justin Jefferson, who is typically available to reporters after games, skipped out on speaking to the media after an embarrassing 26-0 road loss to the Seahawks yesterday, in which he had a career-low 4 yards receiving on 2 catches. Some talking heads out there are calling for the Vikings to trade Jefferson in the offseason and let him frolic in the fields with a good quarterback.
Let him frolic.
I came up with that line on my own.
That is my
Doesn't
wife's,
he seem like
that
he
is
would
my
be...
wife's favorite word.
Frolic?
Frolic.
Interesting.
It's usually put in front of the dogs. Let them go frolic.
Oh, I do that too. Yeah. I mean, can't you imagine Justin Jefferson frolicking in a field?
We're talking about Justin Jefferson. You drop frolic.
Tony, do you want to see... It's not do you think they should. Do you want to see JJ traded to a contender?
I don't think the Vikings are that far off being a contender.
Got to get a quarterback.
The quarterback. I don't know that they got to get a quarterback, but the quarterback needs to live in the potential that they see in him. I personally like when guys, I know it's very rare, but I like when guys stay at a place and like...
I do too.
I just think...
He was there when the going was good, you know? And he was... Yeah,
Plus,
it was a one-time thing yesterday. This guy was the first game for this
That's the other thing,
as Chris pointed out. He had one... Listen, this dude has been having a rough season all year, and it has nothing to do with him and his performance. And he has pretty much held his tongue.
He's been a good teammate.
Yesterday, it was too much. He had four yards. He's on my fantasy team, so I had to watch it with him.
Do you think he wants to run down the field with Max Brosmer as quarterback?
Do you think he wants to run down the field and be open as much as he was yesterday?
Can you imagine that? I mean, he wasn't the only one yesterday. My two receivers, Smith and Jigba, and then Thursday, Zay Flowers, both took the week off.
Don't even get me started on the Ravens right now. So.
But a lot of people had that happen. But I think Jefferson, this is frustration, and it's fair. When you're used to, I want my guys to be saying stuff like this when we play like that.
Do you know how many games he has had over 82 yards receiving.
This year, none.
Yeah.
Let's say none.
Two.
Okay.
He had back-to-back 100-yard games against the Steelers and the Browns, but he has not seen more than 79 yards since October 19th.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, that's a hang with him.
That is a hang with him. And honestly, I'm not saying this to gloat, but one of the reasons I did not draft Justin Jefferson in fantasy, I just had no idea what
his quarterback
McCarthy
yeah.
was
going
to
do. Here's, you know, the other thing is he could go chase this, right, and go to the, let's say the Eagles, because they're good. And then they could go into a downturn yep. while he's, the, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't, like, yeah, there is a downside
know.
To chasing a ring.
Yeah.
Is so. That because you can't control these circumstances that happen, these variables that might pop up, mm-hmm. you might be in the same exact situation, maybe with a quarterback even worse.
Tyler on the chat says, at least A.J. Brown actually showed up this week against me.
And what happened?
They lost.
Yeah. So that's now...
It's at the detriment of Devontae Smith.
That's now, what, four losses when he's actually
yeah,
had
every
good
time
game?
They don't throw to him, they win.
I wonder if there's a
correlation
yeah,
there?
Yeah, a correlation.
I don't know
you.
If there's a correlation to that, but I do know that Mr. Hurts' case is only being strengthened by the fact that he got him the ball 10 times for 120-something yards. They were only two touchdowns.
No,
they
barely
lost.
Scored. Yeah.
Brandon said, I lost by 1.08 points in fantasy. I could have used a little bit more from JSN.
Yeah.
That's a rough one because
yeah,
he's been doing that in his
you know
sleep.
What? I have him this year, but how can you complain? The guy's giving you 35, 40 yeah, no points kid. Every game. Yesterday was just one of those days for him.
All right.
Number three.
All right. There were some interesting fan displeasures being displayed in the NFL in week 14?
Yeah.
Which is more egregious to you guys? Chris, you're up first. Eagles fans booing their team in a year following a championship, leading the NFC East with an 8-4 record, or Steelers fans chanting fire Tomlin after making the playoffs in four of the last 5 years? Which is more egregious to you?
Well, I got a personal text from our esteemed leader.
Oh, I'm sure
last
you did.
Michael?
I don't know why I get these texts.
Because you fight him on this all the time.
Because he's a Steeler fan, and of course he wrote that Tomlin must go for the 30th time. But
give the man what he wants, Steelers.
Please give him what he wants.
Yeah, I would. You
I
know,
want to see it happen so bad.
Yeah, I would love to see him.
Not because I want Mike Tomlin to be fired and jobless.
No, Mike Tomlin would be fired.
But I just want what's going
to
come next.
Go, I want him to go do what Vrabel is doing.
Right.
Give him a good team. I think Tomlin's a good coach, and I've always said that. But in this case, I think the Eagles are worse.
This is so
I mean, you
bad.
Just won the Super Bowl. You're still in first place. Come on, you had a really bad game against the Bears. I get it. But Philadelphia fans, as good as you can be, is about the same as in terms of how bad you can be sometimes.
I think they own that too.
Yeah, right. They're happy with that.
I think they're
yeah.
happy with
yeah.
that.
Tony, yeah. which one's more egregious, Philly or Eagles fans booing their team, or Steelers fans chanting "Fire Tomlin"?
It's probably it's definitely the Eagles. They just came off a title.
They beat the GOAT.
By the way, they're even despite the loss, they're still 8-4. So
leading
like,
the NFC. Leading,
good, yeah. So I mean, like, I get it. You want to win. You want to be playing good when you get to that time of year. We're still. We get to December football, end of December. That's when you need to start kind of making sure
starting
you're dialed in.
Starting to hear whispers that Nick Sirianni doesn't know how to coach anymore.
You know that was coming.
Well, two games.
He refuses to fire his friend from offensive coordinator.
You know what?
That's what they say.
Okay.
That's what they say.
You have a lot of these.
That's what they say.
Who was the other one last week? It was Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll.
Oh, he needs to get his son.
His son's
15 sacks in the last two games, and his son is in charge of the offensive line.
I'm just saying. You want to fire anybody that's close
to anybody. Let's fire Chip Kelly, though. Let's get him out of there.
Because God knows he's a great
offensive
mind.
Yeah, because yesterday's offense looked great.
I mean,
okay?
I'm just saying.
I don't know why I'm standing up for...
Yeah, why are you standing up for Chip Kelly?
I don't
please,
know.
Please
don't. Never do that in my presence again.
I don't know.
Number two.
All right, you're going to have to follow real close here because there's an inception of Giants coaches, New York Giants coaches, happening tonight because they're on Monday Night Football against the Patriots. So here we go. The New York Giants hired head coach Joe Judge, who then hired Brett Bielema as outside linebacker coach, Brett Bielema then got hired as Illinois head coach, who then hired Charlie Bolin as outside linebacker coach. But Joe Judge got fired, so the Giants had to hire Brian Daboll, who fired Wink Martindale and outside linebacker coach Drew Wilkins. So he had to hire Shane Bowen at DC and Charlie Bolin at outside linebacker coach from Brett Bielema. But Brian Daboll got fired, and then Shane Bolin got fired. So now Charlie Bolin is the Giants defensive coordinator. That's... is full circle, I would have to say, right there. So, Tony, you're up first. I don't think the Giants are the worst run team in the NFL, but what team do you think takes that cake right now?
Well, I don't want to end up in litigation from the NFL and owners for giving them a bad report card.
Oh, that's right. I know where you're going. Is Johnson & Johnson a part of this?
Yeah, they very well might be at the top of that list. You know, I give Jerry Jones a lot of crap, but ultimately, you know, he at least tries to put a good team.
He does put money into it.
He might have bad ideas of what a good team looks like.
Hey, look at his team right now.
They're balling.
Yeah.
He made some trades that kind of got him back into it. I don't know if he made him. Somebody around him made him. Nevertheless.
Oh, no, it was Jerry Jones.
The answer to your question, yes, it is the Jets. I think they are the most poorly run organization in football right now. And it's probably followed up by the team across the river there, or the same stadium, I guess, the New York Giants.
You think so? Not even like the Titans?
I don't even know who they are. I can't even tell you who they are.
Some guy who was an oil tycoon, I'm sure.
Maybe the Cardinals might be second.
Ooh,
on that
Cardinals
list.
Have a pretty terrible ownership.
Yeah, so I'll go Jets, Cardinals, 1-2.
Cardinals, by the way, got eliminated from playoff contention yesterday. Chris, who, outside of the Giants, because I don't think they're
the
worst
team. Have you
been
paying attention to me?
It's not the Dolphins. Don't even say it.
First of all, I lost you after you said, here's the list of coincidences.
I realized that. Basically, what I'm saying is that this is a description of a franchise who doesn't know what they're doing.
Right.
Anyway, who do you think it's not the Dolphins?
Why not?
Because it's
been
not.
Them all year.
It's not, though.
But so when did they get better?
They get the highest report card ratings out of all the owners. So
that's
how,
because it's a fantasy
club.
Camp over
it's a country
there.
Country club.
Yeah. I'm staying with it.
Tony, will you help me with this? Do you think that the Dolphins could even be considered top five worst teams in the NFL?
Yes. I think you can, given that they probably have spent more money on their roster prior to this year. Then those other two teams we just talked about.
We spent the first 2 months of the season talking about how stupid they are. And we had plenty of ammunition to fill that time. So
what about the Browns?
Yeah, Browns are bad. I'll give you Browns.
You know what?
Because they wasted the Deshaun Watson money and all
then
that.
Drafted then
they drafted
Dylan Gabriel.
They drafted two quarterbacks.
Yeah, I'll give you the Browns.
Yeah, that's true. I'll put the Browns second behind the Jets. I'll slide the Cardinals down to third.
Okay, all right, fair enough. All right, last one. We go to that violent place that is known Jacksonville and the Jaguars, because Jaguars punter Logan Cook allegedly said he would kill Tennessee Titans running back Julius Chestnut during a skirmish in Sunday's game. You know, that's normal trash talk, Jaguars head coach Liam Cohen said. Quote, I've probably heard that said, 100 times from players in games, so whatever, Cohen said Monday afternoon. I point you back to when Robert Saleh threatened Liam Cohen's life earlier this year, and Liam Cohen threw a little fit about
hissy
it.
Fit. Don't forget.
A hissy fit.
There you go.
About it.
Get it right. Yeah.
So, Tony, or Chris, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Is this a bigger deal than Jaguars head coach Liam Cohen thinks it is?
Well, his memory's not very good, because you're right. He was quite upset and looking over his shoulder after that and wanted Robert Saleh jailed, I think.
Yeah, he did.
And then he got the lineman from his team to protect him.
Yeah, I think, you know, Liam Cohen also has to recognize the position he's in and say, look, that's probably not, I've heard it before, probably not the best thing that we should be saying out there.
Yeah.
That means you need to understand the position. You're a head coach in the NFL. You need to point that out.
Right.
So I'd say that.
All right, Tony, do you think this is a bigger deal than Jaguars head coach Liam Cohen thinks it is?
Yes. I mean, I don't know that it's a bigger deal than he thinks it is, but he should have at least displayed that there was some type of concern for the words that were used.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's a punter too. Out of all people,
he's not small though. I will say that
the punter,
the punter's not small.
Don't be taking shots at punters. I'll bring Darren Bennett over here to strangle you.
You know what's funny? Darren Bennett lives down the street from me, and I see him from time to time. He's massive.
He looks like he's not a small guy.
No,
and a wonderful man.
He is very nice. Yes.
I don't know that. It doesn't surprise me that he's just hanging out in Encinitas.
By the way, did you
somewhere.
You're letting Josh Allen get off scot-free for a knee to the groin of Cam Hayward? That
I didn't see this.
That's a big mistake.
Yeah.
Cam Hayward is three times the size of Josh Allen.
This. And he better hope they don't see each other play, because I promise you, Hayward will splash land on him and put all his weight on him.
Did you guys see the video?
I didn't see it either, but I knew.
They never had a great
Hayward was pretty perturbed. This is a dude upset. that doesn't get involved in that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And he said, as he was getting up, Josh Allen kind of kneed him.
Josh Allen was lying on his back. Yeah. Hayward was above him, and Josh Allen, you can see him make a little move.
And he said that he knew, he said he confirmed it was Josh Allen, then alluded to it in their trash talk thereafter. But, what was the question, the original question, by the way?
I don't even remember. Liam Cohen.
Yeah, it's a bigger deal than he's given off.
Wow, I didn't see this whole thing. Josh Allen doesn't straighten. You never, when you say dirty players in the NFL, you don't ever say
it's
Josh Allen.
It's always those guys who do it behind the scenes that are dirtiest.
Apparently, Jennings, your boy, too, is catching flack for the second week.
He did get punched in the region last week. Anyway,
Juwan Jennings,
Daniel Gabbert next.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.